Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed. And that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show, where in today's episode, we are going to go over the real estate statistics for the Fawn Lake community in the month of May of 2025. Now, at the recording of this episode today, it is so hot outside. It feels like you're, when you go outside, you're walking on the surface of the sun. It is so hot. However, as hot as the temperature is outside, the real estate market in Fawn Lake, not quite as hot. And when I say not quite as hot, we are seeing a change taking place here in the Fawn Lake community where we're seeing actually a cooling of prices, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. So let's dive right into the stats for the Fawn Lake community in the month of May of 2025. And when we do that, we see that the overall sold dollar volume, and this is year to date, so January through May, we see that the overall sold dollar volume is up by about 13%. So there is more, there are more homes selling. There's more turnover and transactions taking place this year than there was last year. If you take a look at January through May of this year compared to January through May of last year. So there is more overall sold dollar volume. However, the average sold price this year, year to date, January through May, is down by 11% from last year. Now, once again, we live in a small community. You don't want to take too much weight into any one particular month because we're not that large. One month might be a little misleading on the numbers. But when you look at something year to date, at this point, we're looking at 5 months worth of numbers. And when we take a look at that, the average sold price is down 11%. What does that mean? It means that last year, year to date, the average sold price was just over $1 million. Whereas in this year, the average sold price is $900,000. So we're seeing about a $100,000 difference on the average sold price this year versus last year, which obviously lets us know that there is a shift that's taking place. It's here to stay. It's not a 1 month thing. It's been several months coming. And we are seeing that the overall average sales price is down by about 11% or just over $100,000. Now, the median sold price is actually up 1%. Which is interesting that the homes that sell kind of in the middle of our market are still staying about the same. We're seeing some of the homes on the higher end come down a little bit, and even some of the homes on the lower end maybe come down a little bit. But our median sales price is about the same in the Fawn Lake community. As far as number of units sold, we have a little bit more transactions this year, year to date, than we did last year. As of right now, we have 27 homes that have sold in the Fawn Lake community year to date, whereas in last year at this time, we had 21 homes that sold year to date, January through May. I do think it's interesting that the average days on market is showing that it is going down. I don't take too much stock into that though, because when we take a look at these stats, we're only taking a look at the homes that have sold. What we're seeing right now in the Fawn Lake community is that there are a lot of homes that are sitting. They've been in the market for a long time. We're seeing a lot of price reductions. We're actually seeing days on market go up for most of the homes here in our community. Sometimes homes are priced aggressively, and when they are, they typically go under contract pretty quickly. But overall, what we're seeing is that homes don't go under contract as quickly as what they used to. Now, if we take a look at our month supply, right now, as of May, we're at 3.8 months worth of supply. Last time I checked, we have 24 homes that are currently on the market right here in Fawn Lake. But the five-year average at this time of the year is 4.5 months. So we actually have inventory that is slightly lower than what is average over the last 5 years. We're going to be watching the market in Fawn Lake very, very closely. There's a lot of data that's going to be coming out in the next few months as we have more and more transactions take place that will let us know what direction the values are going in. But it is safe to say that the shift is here. It's here to stay. Homes have gone down in value here in the Fawn Lake community, which does offer buyers some opportunity. So if there's anyone looking to purchase a home in here, they might have a little bit more leverage than in the years past. Maybe they can get a house under contract for less money, or maybe be able to put together some better terms. I can say recently that some of my homes that went under contract were on the market a little bit longer than I thought, and sold for a little bit less than what I originally had thought, but they did go under contract. And from working with some of the buyers here recently, we were able to get homes for less than what they were listed for. So homes are still selling, maybe not for as much as what sellers would like. Buyers, if you have a home in here that you're interested in, you could probably get it for less than what it's listed for, probably. And that's just the type of market that we're in. So I'm going to keep reporting back each month with the newest data so that we can track what direction the Fawn Lake community goes in. But as of right now, sales prices are coming down, and things tend to be cooling in this neighborhood for now. But we'll see if that changes, and I'll report back on June's data next month. Until then, try to stay cool. I hope you have a great day, an even better week, and we'll see you on the next episode.